My name's Rick. Rick O'Shea. That's Rick. O period. Shea. Am I Irish? I don't think so. What's the O stand for? Buy me a cup of Joe some rainy cold night and maybe I'll tell you. Maybe. I'm a private eye. And according to the inmates at the Federal Institute of Lunacy, also laughingly known as the government, I'm downsized. Or is it right-sized? How about one-sized fits no one? So I do the odd job here and there, when I have to. You know, there's a lot of people out there who want to make their own rules. Right now, I'm heading home after teaching a few of these rule-makers the way the game is supposed to be played. They'll have plenty of time to think up a new game plan. I think the judge said 3 to 5. I park the car and head into Jules Joint for some food. I don't know it yet, but there's more on the menu today than breakfast. In a case I'd eventually call, It Smells Like Murder. Oh, what gives? Come on, Jules. Open up already. I'm hungry.
Sorry, but this establishment is closed.
What do you mean, closed? And what's with the spacesuit?
This is a Class 3 Biodiferous Environmental Protection suit.
Uh-huh.
With an RK-625 atmosphere recirculation helmet.
How come you sound like that guy in those space movies?
Vocal modulation unit.
Nice.
The
RK-625 is state-of-the-art.
Still looks like plastic PJs in a fishbowl. So open up.
Premises are closed, sir.
Says who?
Department of Health.
Government. Figures. Where's Jules?
It is my understanding that the owner of this establishment is assisting us with our investigations.
So get her.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't leave my post at this time.
Well, let me in and I'll get her.
I can't do that, sir. We are investigating a possible Class 3 biodiferous situation and containment protocols are in place.
Uh-huh.
This door has been sanitized for your protection.
Nice modulator. You do impressions?
There's nothing
wrong with my RK-625.
Uh-huh. So what's this all about, pal?
That's classified information, sir.
I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah? Hey, Jules, I'm right outside. I tried, but Master Cylinder here won't let me in. No, I don't think so. You're gonna have to come out here and... Oh, just a second. Got another call. Yeah? Warm up, 7:15. Practice goes from 7:30 to 8:30. Bring your own boards. Bye. Sorry, Jules. Business. Just come to the front... Jules. Jules, hello?
I'm right here. Shay.
Hey, Jules. Ooh, nice clothespin.
Sir, that is not a clothespin. It's the RK-001.
Excuse me, madam, but you look very familiar.
You must be mistaken.
No, I never forget a face. You! It's you! This is
RK-001.
Such an honor!
It's the RK-000, your finger and thumb.
How did you get access to government documents?
Oh, calm down, will you? Nice RK whatever. Now, would you please let me in?
No problem,
no,
Shay.
Absolutely not. This is a top security area. I am personally responsible for keeping it under wraps. Need to know basis. The public must not
become aware at this time of the situation.
And it will not. I've seen to that.
I freeze in place, hold my breath, and try to become very small so Marty won't spot me. Through the front door, I see Jules doing the same thing. I also see Health Department's face turn beet red. He's actually unlocking the door. Don't they teach these guys anything?
Young man! Young man! How did you get that information? It's extremely top secret!
Jules and I hit the ground at the same time. Bobblehead doesn't know it yet, but he has a front row seat to today's headline. You okay, Jules?
No problem, Shay. Come on inside.
Thanks, Jules.
Hold on. I bet our unconscious friend here has an extra one somewhere.
That guy really seemed to think he knew you.
Yeah, like I said, he's mistaken. Maybe he comes in to eat.
Maybe. But he was pretty excited about seeing you. It was like he was meeting a real celebrity.
I can't help it if he hasn't got a life.
What's going on?
Got it. Here, you'll need this.
Jules, there's no way I'm putting a clothespin on my nose.
It's not a clothespin, Shay. It's the RK-001.
I don't think so.
Suit yourself. You've been warned. Let's go.
Jules heads back inside. I remember Marty's words and bend down to pick up the newspaper. I drop some coins in Health Department's pocket and follow her. While the...
Save me! Oh, what is that?
Clothespin probably sounds pretty good now.
Oh, sure does.
Allow me.
Ow!
Thanks, Jules, I think. What gives? I thought health department said the place was sealed off. There was some kind of bio-disaster.
Only in his own little mind. A couple of people were here from the city, took a few pictures, made some notes, and left. I saw him over in the phone booth putting his suit on. I didn't have the heart to tell him they'd gone.
Yours or mine?
Mine. Hello? You're talking to her. You can pick him up outside the front door. You're welcome. Have a nice day, too.
Who is that?
Health department looking for their lost lamb.
Give, Jules. What's the story?
I came in early to see how the repair work looked. I just pulled some stuff out for breakfast when I heard a crash. First, I thought you had another loaded client upstairs, but when I came out of the kitchen, my new ceiling was on the floor. Called my contractor, Jake, and she said to call the city. The rest you know.
Oh, I take it Jake's the one up on the lift?
Yeah.
When did the stench, bad smell begin?
It hit me when I walked out of the kitchen. I grabbed a clothespin in a hurry.
So?
So? I don't know. That's why Jake's here. She's the expert.
Any chance of breakfast?
Take a look around, Shay.
Yeah, I don't think so. What gives?
I don't know. Jake! Jake!
Yours or mine?
Mine. Hello? I told you what I want. Just a minute. Excuse me, Shay.
Uh-huh. As Jules takes a stroll, I get the feeling something's wrong. It's not like her to go private on me. And more than that, new ceilings don't just fall down. Jules turns back towards me, and her face isn't a pretty sight. I've never seen her that ticked at someone. I snap open the paper to hide behind it and stare at the front page photo spread of demolished buildings. A second glance tells me they aren't demolished, but renovated. Recently renovated. I scan quickly through the articles and then stash the paper in my pocket.
Ugh, help me. I wish I was an only child.
Hey, Jules, don't think I've ever seen someone slab a cell phone.
I guess I'm a trendsetter. Welcome to the 90s.
Something wrong, Jules?
You must be Rick.
Uh-huh. Jake?
That's right. What do you want, Jules?
I want to know what's going on.
Easy, girlfriend. It's getting a little thick around here. You tie everything down in here like I told you?
Yeah, it's all secured.
Let's clear the air, then. Louise, you ready?
Born to it.
Kick him up. Throw on numbers 3 and 4, Louise.
Might want to grab onto something. We're going into overdrive. Hit it, Weasley.
Out goes the bad air.
Hey. I start to slip across the floor and wrap myself around the end of the counter. Jules latches onto a stone gargoyle ashtray.
How much longer?
Hang on a minute. Well, Jules?
Seems okay, Shay?
Yeah?
Well, you're the one with the educated sniffer. What about it?
Oh, all right. Better. Definitely better.
Let me get this off. Good work, Louise.
About time. Jake, I want to know what happened. I want to know why it happened, and I want to know now.
Take it easy, Jules.
I won't take it easy. I go out of town for a week, pay you good money to fix my ceiling, and 1 week later, less than 1 week later, the whole thing comes down. What kind of cheap work are you doing?
You went out of town for a week?
Hey, I don't do cheap work. I tell you, there's something wrong with the materials I ordered.
You never go out of town, Jules.
I always do a first-class job.
Why didn't you tell me you were leaving town?
First-class? Ha! I got your first-class all over my floor.
Wait a second, Jules.
Butt out, Shay.
I think you'd better take a look at this.
I said butt out!
Hey, is everything okay in there?
Tear it down, Louise. We're leaving.
Leaving?
Just pack it up, Louise.
I'm not finished talking to you.
Yes, you are.
Yours or mine?
Yours.
Mine! Hello? What? When?
Come here, Jules, and look at this.
I told you, Shay, I'm not...
Just come here. In here.
Shay.
Now look, Jules, level with me. You close the joint, which you've never done. You blow town for a week, which you've never done. And I want to know...
Can I turn on the light?
Sure. What's been going...
Don't ask. Why are we in the closet?
Oh, swell, don't tell me. And we're in here so I can get you to take your teeth out of Jake for half a second and look at this.
Shay, I'm not in the mood right now.
Just look, will you? Buildings are falling down everywhere. Front page. New math at school. $100,000 addition becomes subtraction. Oh, and this one. New wing has hard landing. Sometime during the night.
Yeah, I can read, Shay. Sometime during the night.
Well, what do you say?
I haven't finished yet.
Come on, admit it, Jules.
What?
You were out of line with Jake, huh?
Yeah, well...
There's more going on here than just bad carpentry. It's not like you, Jules. Come on, give. Jules.
It's the past, Shay. Just the past.
Yeah?
Can I talk to Jules?
Sure, Jake.
Oh, nice.
And you know you're the best independent contractor this city's seen in years.
What am I going to do?
Stop it. The paper says this has been happening all over town. It's not your fault.
I don't know what to do. Two people have already canceled. If this keeps up, I'm finished.
Don't worry. You're with friends. Rick will find out what's going on, right?
Sure, Jules. No problem.
Let me grab a few things and then we're gone. We've got work to do.
Great, Jules.
What are you going to do?
Haven't a clue.
Well, then how are you...
We'll figure something out. Let's start with you. Any business rivals who'd cash in if your company took a dive?
No.
Okay, enemies. Someone who wants to get you for personal reasons.
Besides, I don't think it's just me. Like Jules said, it's happening everywhere.
Okay, the bigger picture. Someone who hates builders, contractors, new design styles, new technology.
Oh, no, wouldn't be me. I'm old-fashioned. I use cheese impact and fromage-injected supplies that have been on the market for decades. Traditional wedge, slice, block crafting methods and techniques centuries old.
Maybe that's it. A crazy who wants everything new. A nouveau terrorist bent on destroying anything outdated.
No, doesn't work.
Why not?
Well, let me show you. Come on.
Where are we going?
Up.
Up?
Yeah, I want to show you something. Up in the ceiling.
If I have to.
You're not nervous, are you, Rick?
Yeah, let's just do this.
This entire building was constructed the same way. Anyone with that kind of mindset would wreck the whole thing, not just new jobs.
Okay, even a bigger picture. What's the environmental impact of using cheese and cheese byproducts in construction?
Let me run it down for you.
And that's what she proceeds to do. Most of it grade school stuff. How cheese is harvested, processed, milled, then added to the other construction materials to give that final texture and distinctive aroma. Where was the angle? What common thread wove through this thing? If I was ever going to get back to terra firma, I needed to find a place to start, and I needed it fast.
Oh, nice.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Just, what are we looking for up here?
Well, if you look over here...
Whoa!
It's perfectly safe. Now come over here and look.
I'm coming.
Today would be nice.
Yeah. Okay. What am I looking at?
That brake line over on the right, and the other one there.
Where?
Right there.
I can't see anything.
Well, you might have to lean out a bit.
I don't think so.
Here, put on the safety belt.
Okay.
I'll hook it onto the rail.
All right. Oh, man, all I wanted was breakfast.
Take my hand and lean out a little. Now look, see it?
Yeah, I do. Pull me back.
Okay. Don't like heights?
There's something else up there.
What?
I don't know, and I hate to say this, but I gotta go get closer. How strong is this railing?
I really don't know.
Well, it looks like we're gonna find out.
What are you doing?
The line's too short.
Okay, grab my waist.
Okay, gotcha.
Now, here we go.
Jules, you owe me.
I got you.
Okay, just lean out a little.
You've been working out, Rick.
Just stay with the program. Almost got it.
Yours or mine?
Oh, who cares? Yeah. Oh, man, stuck.
I think it's yours.
Oh, leave it. Come on.
You sure?
Yes.
I could take a message.
So call back.
Hey, my hard hat.
You'll get it back.
Might be important.
Pipe down about the phone, will you? What?
Phone stopped.
Whoa!
My hat! That was my best hat.
Oh, forget it. I'll buy a new one.
I think you better hurry up.
Nearly got it.
Really, hurry up.
I did the trick. Pull me in.
You got it.
Nice.
If you two are finished playing around, we've got things...
Thanks, Jules. Pull me back, Jake.
No, can't do. The coat's stuck. Hang in there and I'll lower us down.
Hanging upside down is not my first choice in travel plans, so I close my eyes to help me clear my mind. First, nothing's happening from the Jake angle, so I'll have to start somewhere else. Sniff around the other accidents and see what I can come up with. Talk to people. I asked Jake for the lowdown on this job for Jules. You know, start, finish date, stuff like that. She says Louise takes care of all that.
I could use the walkie-talkie and ask
Louise... Just hang on. I checked to see if Jules closed the place down so they could work. Jake says they rigged some scaffold and cover sheets at the beginning. And then a couple of days later, Jules said she was going out of town.
You know where she went?
Nice try. You know Jules.
Yeah.
Don't ask.
Don't ask what? You can open your eyes now, Shay.
Hi, Jules.
Yeah, hi yourself. Quit clowning around. Let's go.
Okay, I just gotta get loose here.
Okay, stop moving around. Your coat's caught. Here, I'll just... Oh. Sorry, Shay. What's her problem?
She's just ticked about her hard hat. But look what I pulled off the ceiling. This was right by the break line between the original ceiling and the renovations.
What is it?
I don't know, but there's something sticking out of here that definitely doesn't belong. I'm going to run it over to Charlie's and see what he says.
Oh, not him. The guy's a...
Jules, I know you think Charlie's a little off.
Yeah, with the personal hygiene of a tree sloth.
Yeah, but he's got a first-class mind. He'll run this chunk of ceiling through his machines and have an answer in no time.
Whatever. I'm staying in the car.
That's fine.
And don't tell him I'm with you.
Okay, let's go. We say our goodbyes to Jake and head out to the car. I notice Jules is carrying an overnight bag. She catches me looking.
Don't ask.
Didn't say a word. I don't know who she's mad at. I'm just glad it's not me.
Where's your car?
Just around the corner. Yours or mine?
Yours.
Yeah. I'm working a case right now. Okay, talk to me and I'll see what I can do. Now, look. Missing persons takes a long time and lots of dough.
Shay!
It's okay, Jules. He's just doing his morning paper route. Yeah, I'm listening. Where are you calling from? No, that's out of town. I just got home. I'm not doing out of town for a while. Sure. The client's here in town. I'll check around for you. Yeah, I'll hold.
Down, Shay. All clear.
Thanks, Jules.
The car, Shay?
Around this corner.
Hello? I told you I'd be there. I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon. Tough beans. That's what I'm doing. I've got a life of my own, and right now it involves helping out a friend. Something you wouldn't know anything about. Goodbye. Supposed to drop everything and come running.
Yeah, I'm still here. Like I said, I'm on another case.
Some people think money rules the world.
Jeez, that's a lot of dough.
Shay, where's your car?
Just a sec, will you? I told you, Jules, it's just around the corner. Sorry, you were saying? Hey!
Look, whoever you are, the guy's got a case, so he's busy right now, okay? Give me your number and he'll call back. Hello? Hello?
Nice.
I'm sorry, Shay, but a friend's a friend, and Jake needs our help.
Yeah.
And I'm not walking another foot until you show me your car.
Like I said, Jules, it's just around the corner.
You've been saying that for... Oh.
Well, Jules?
Well, let's get going.
Why don't you drive?
Shay?
Come on, let's go. It seemed to be working. Jules was so surprised I let her drive. She didn't notice her restaurant right across the street. At least I don't think she noticed. I don't get lost. Just turned around a little sometimes. She pulls over right in front of Charlie's place, and I hop out. Drop off the piece of ceiling with Charlie, who grunts back at me. Back in the car. The rest of the morning is spent checking out the job sites from the newspaper. Find out that people died in a couple of these things. Accidents? I don't think so. Over lunch, Jules pulls some strips of paper out of her pocket.
Here, try some of these and tell me which you like better.
What are they?
Samples Jake gave me for the new ceiling. She wants to know which fromage injection series to order. What do you think?
No, too much French cuisine.
Okay, what about this one?
That's okay, but you'd have to change your menu.
Yeah, too Cajun.
How many more?
About eight.
Yours or...
Oh, it's mine. Hello? Why are you calling me again?
Jules turns her head so I can't hear the conversation. What's going on that she doesn't want me to know about? Well, I try a couple of more samples just to pass the time. Nothing smells like Jules' joint. It's not only the food, you know. There's that unique scent that tells you Jules is in the back, cooking. I stash the rest of the samples and find health department's clothespin. RK, whatever.
Look, I told you, I have got to get this done first. That's my number one priority. Yeah, well, you should have thought about that before. Don't bother me again. I'll get there when I get there.
Jules.
What?
No big deal. I just thought you could give this back to health department or drop it off.
Chicken?
You know me and the government.
Uh-huh. Let's get out of here.
But you didn't finish
it. I'm not hungry. Let's go.
We head back to the car and continue making the rounds. Charlie calls at one point and poses an interesting question. Jules, you ever had bug problems?
No. Why'd you ask?
Charlie found a moth in that ceiling tile from your... What's that, Charlie? Sorry. Jules, he says it was a male moth.
Oh, yes, swell. Just what I need.
Thanks for your help, Charlie. What? Charlie, it's probably not the best time to ask her. She's kind of... I know, Charlie, but it...
Give me that. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for your help. Bye.
You know, I think Charlie...
Here's your phone.
As I catch the phone, my mind's working on the problem. A moth? I don't exactly know when it happens, but I get the funny feeling we've picked up some company. I pull all the tricks I know to check on a tail, but whoever they are, they're good. I can't make them or shake them, so I give it up. No luck with the job sites. Just very expensive piles of rubble and a rising body count. It's mid-afternoon when we pull up in front of Jules' joint.
I don't know how you do it, Jules.
What?
Find a parking spot right in front of your place.
Shay, I'm tired and I'm worried about Jake. I haven't got time to give parking lessons.
Okay, I guess we'll pick this up when you get back from, wherever.
Stay out of it, Shay. It's personal. And I'm not going anywhere. Friends come first.
Geez, sorry, Jules. No need to bite my head off.
I'm sorry, Shay. You're a good friend, too, and you deserve to know what's going on. Come on inside. I'll fix something to eat, and I'll tell you the whole story.
And your positions. You are in possession of government property, and unless you return it immediately, you will be charged with theft.
As we look up, I spot some movement out of the corner of my eye. I turn to face the two incoming goons, but it's too late. I come around with a pair of hands shaking me. Once whoever it is sees that I'm awake, the hands drop me.
Ow!
Where's my RK-001?
Hey, knock it off with a bullhorn, will you?
Under Section 5X, Subsection 3 of the Municipal Anti-Theft Act, I charge you with the illegal possession of the...
You're looking for the clothespin. All right, the RK-001. Then you're out of luck. I don't have it.
Where'd you hide it?
I didn't hide it anywhere. The woman I was with has it. Where's she?
Don't you worry about that. I know exactly where I can find her.
What happened to her?
Two of her aides took her home.
Oh, what are you talking about, aides? Where'd they take her?
If she didn't see fit to take you into her confidence, then far be it for me to give away personal information. Such an eminent figure in the perfume world probably gets bothered by riffraff like you all the time. But I know where she is, and I will find her. I will retrieve the RK-001. Our department is having its yearly audit, and I'm not going to have one single thing out of place. I've had a perfect record for 19 years, and this will get me that promotion I've wanted.
Oh! Clear the way. Government business.
I didn't know the health department had a chopper.
Borrowed it from a friend of mine in traffic. He's writing it up to power line maintenance. About $50,000 for fuel.
For a close, RK-001?
And the upkeep and landing taxes gives John Q. Public an added $25,000.
$75,000 for a close.
The government spares no expense in tracking down waste to save the taxpayers' money.
Whoa! Where'd you learn to fly this thing, pal?
I took a course. Received an A1 pilot certificate.
I don't think so.
I did so. On Aerial Dogfight, Space Mission 3, and Ultimate Star Blaster.
You in the building. Continue faxing.
I have a lot of pressure in my job. I need to relax from time to time.
After an hour at dodging airplanes, he sets down outside this industrial complex, walks up to the security guards, and takes one of them aside. They split us up and take me to see this other guy. As soon as he opens his mouth, I recognize the voice. Oh, he doesn't say much more, but shows me into a fancy office. And Jules is standing there. But a Jules I've never seen before.
Jules, your hair, that dress. You're a real high society.
Thanks, Rick. I thought I'd change my look a little.
Oh, you sure succeeded.
Time to change some other things as well. Want you to sell that restaurant for me. I've got some business here that's much more important, and I won't be going back.
Sell the restaurant? What about Jake and her company? She needs our help.
Details. I'm afraid Jake is on her own.
I thought Jake was your friend. And friends are what matter, right?
That is a game for losers, Rick. It's time I started looking after number one.
Hey, that's the second time you called me Rick. And you know something? You don't smell like Jules. What's the deal?
The answer isn't long in coming. The door crashes open and in walks Jules. The Jules I know. One of the guards makes the mistake of putting his hand on her. His head bounces off the floor.
Sorry about your plaything, little sister, but I was tired of what... Shay?
It's a long story, Jules. Little sister?
Afraid so, Shay. Shay? Is that what you call him? Oh, well.
Her name's Jasmine. Jasmine Stilton. You got it. Her husband's Wally Stilton, king of the construction game. The two of them go at it hammering tongs about some provisions under their late daddy's will. Money Jules has and Jasmine wants to use for some business scheme.
I don't know what your problem is, big sister. It's only for a new perfume that I've discovered. It just needs some more research and development, and that means cash.
She's come up with a new two-part perfume. A little squirt from part A for one person, and another from part B for the other person. Instant attraction. She calls it an irresistible force. Slight problem. Right now, the people are so attracted, they run into each other at top speed. Ouch. A hurting kind of love.
You see, we only want to be able to test it fully to make it safe for everyone. What's wrong with that?
No, I know you too well. There's some catch here. How did you discover this new miracle?
It was Leon here, our top scientist, who made the initial find after months of exhaustive research.
Actually, it was an accident.
Shut up, Leon. No, Leon, don't. Tell me about it.
Leon goes on to explain how a wrong mixture was put into one of the batches for the assembly line making support beams and ceiling tiles. Then there was some kind of bug problem. Bug problem? You had a visit from some moths. Male moths, by any chance?
Yes, actually. Quite a large number. It appears that the aroma given off by this fortuitous mishap duplicates that emitted by the female moth at mating time. Male moths, as I'm sure you know, can detect a female in such a state from several kilometers away. I simply separated the essence into two parts.
All the collapsed buildings, all the deaths, just to make more money. Murder for money.
Unbelievable! You haven't changed a bit. There's not a chance I'm giving you any of Daddy's money.
This is your last chance.
Or what?
There's plenty of chemical persuasions to make you beg to sign over your share.
Don't do it, Jules. She's bluffing.
He doesn't know me very well, does he, big sister?
And I've just had another idea.
Guards!
Down in the lab, I'm tied to a chair. Two industrial-strength atomizers line me up in their sights, and one fires.
More than we'd normally use, but you are a special case. Now you get to meet your dream date. Once he gets treated, you two are going to be soulmates. Since you're tied down, the resulting impact as he rushes into your arms should be quite amusing. I'll just step over here. Bring in our guest!
Two guards drag in. Health department. Nice. He's been beat up pretty bad and barely manages to keep standing. Then Jules makes a run for it, pulling out her cell phone to try and make a call. Before she can do anything, she's stopped, and they search her for anything else and come up with a clothespin.
What's this? A clothespin? Big sister, you've really fallen. It's so common. Let's not take all day. Spray
them! The atomizers swing around, lining up with health department. Number two fires and nails him dead center. The blast brings him around. He slowly looks at me. Suddenly, I like the government. In fact, I darn well love it. I'm filled with the urge to call a federal office and get put on hold. To stand in line for my driver's license and forget to fill out the forms properly so that I can stand in line again.
Come on, little man! Go to your heart's desire!
His head turns and he spots Jasmine. His mouth slowly forms one word. He must be delirious. He's not using double talk.
Clothespin? What does that mean?
I fight the perfume with all my might.
Hey, handsome. Remember the audit and your track record. Remember your promotion.
Sweat breaks out on his noble brow and desire rages in his liquid eyes as he looks first at me and then at the clothespin in Jasmine's hand. It's time to play dirty.
Good looking. Remember your pension.
His eyes snap into focus and he stands ramrod straight. His battle was over.
Your heart's desire! Worm, your heart's desire!
Health department, I believe you're holding government property.
I can't believe this! Double the load and spray him again!
But health department is too fast. He leaps towards Jasmine, activating his bio-whatever suit. It doesn't open quite as fast as the specs said it should, and he lands on top of her, grabbing at the clothespin. As they tumble to the ground, the suit blows into action, trapping them both inside. The nozzle fires, drenching the bio-suit. Jules KOs one of the guards, grabs an atomizer, and sprays everyone else. Leon stumbles into the control panel and sparks fly. The nozzles wheel around and coat the ceiling. A large whirring starts in the distance, and then mobs break down the door. A cloud that darkens one end of the lab.
Okay, hang on.
By this time, Jules has got me loose and shoves a scratch and sniff sample under my nose. She uses one herself, and we race towards the other door. The moths attack the ceiling in an odd form of mating ritual. Chunks start to fall. A hole appears in the ceiling, and the moths head for freedom. We crash through the exit door and outside. Behind us, the whole lab collapses.
You all right, Shay?
Yeah. Thanks, Jules.
Look!
High in the sky and moving away, we spot the swarm of frustrated male moths, all still looking for a date. In the middle, I can barely make out a white bio suit. Bye-bye, health department.
I guess it's time to head home.
I'm sorry about your sister, Jules.
Me too.
Poor health department.
He told me he saw your sister give a speech at some perfume convention. Only he thought it was you.
It used to happen when we were kids. People always mixing us up.
That's why you left town, isn't it? For your old man's funeral.
Yeah. If I didn't go, Jasmine would have had complete control of everything. I'd hoped she'd changed, but she still only wanted one thing. Money. Didn't matter how she got it or who got hurt. That's why I left home in the first place. She just used... It's the past now, Shay.
Sure, Jules. The past.
You sure you're okay?
What do you mean?
Well, Shay, am I going to find you down at the post office making kissy face with the clerk?
I don't think so.